It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. You know, each weekend on Prophecy Today weekend, we have conversations with our broadcast partners with more details behind the headlines than the media offers us on all of the issues of today. And we do this so that you can better understand the current events that are unfolding in our world. Events that can be setting the stage for actual Bible prophecies to be fulfilled. At the same time, we need to know where we are on God's calendar for the end of times. It'll help us to live pure and be productive until the Lord calls us up to be with Him at the rapture of the church. Well, today again, I wanted to look at geopolitical activities happening in our world as revealed to us by our broadcast partners and what they were able to bring to the table. For example, today on the broadcast, we talked with Colonel Bob McGinnis out of Washington, D.C. He's the man who covers geopolitical activities, helping us to better understand what's happening across the world. For example, today we talked about the Iranian war games called Great Prophet. We talked about how they are setting up mock targets out there, similar to the State of Israel, similar to the 35 U.S. military bases in the Middle East, and then firing ballistic rockets at them in anticipation of being able to retaliate against a preemptive attack that may come about if Israel, for example, or maybe even the United States, were to do an attack on Iran for the purpose of taking out their nuclear weapon development program, trying to develop a nuclear weapon of mass destruction. He also talked with us about Iraq and how the oil ministry is making it tough on the tourism ministry there in Iraq to rebuild the city of Babylon. Babylon was a project, a special project for Saddam Hussein, who spent $500 million, half a billion dollars, on trying to refurbish the city of Babylon. Well, the oil ministry says that we need the oil out of the ground. This will help us rebuild our war-torn nation. And so the battle is going on there. We'll have to continue to watch that story. But that's the details we get behind the headlines. Since Bob has been in that part of the world, he helps us understand better. He's flown over the area. He knows the area very well. We talked with Winky Madad. He gave us a Middle East news update. We also brought back into our attention the Iranian war games and how that may affect Israel, what they may be doing. How is it related to the possible preemptive strike by the Israeli Defense Force? We looked with Winky at Syria. It could be at Israel's borders. There are reports that Syrian military soldiers have gone to the Turkish borders, and in fact, the Turkish military scrambled some of their military jets, their jet fighters, to go to the border between Turkey and Syria. Well, the Israeli Defense Force is on high alert. We talked about the possibility of Bashar Assad, the president, coming in to Israel. In fact, he said that aircraft, that Turkish aircraft that they shot down, he wished it had been an Israeli aircraft. That shows his real intent as it relates to the Jewish state of Israel. Itamar Marcus heads up Palestinian Media Watch. There's been a big hubbub about Yasser Arafat. How did he die? Did he die of AIDS? Did somebody poison him? Well, Itamar gave us insight as to why this question has even been raised in the last couple of days, and the Palestinian media dealing with it. Very interesting insight that Itamar brought to the table. Dr. Rob Congdon, he gives us our European Union report. We talked about President Barroso, who is the president of the European Commission. He's on his way into Palestine. Again, I'll have to reiterate, I don't know of a state called Palestine, but it is very interesting to note the European Union wanting an involvement in the peace process there in the Middle East. Dr. Rob Congdon updating us on that. Dr. John Whitcomb, we focused on the God particle. He has a brand new book, Jesus Christ, the Intelligent Designer. And of course, Jesus Christ brought everything into existence. All those scientists have to do is buy a $19 Bible and they can find out where all this world came into existence. It was by the voice of Jesus Christ bringing everything into existence. Very interesting conversation with Dr. Stan Toussaint. He has a little booklet entitled, Why All the Talk About the Kingdom? and everybody's talking about the kingdom, singing about the kingdom. What about the kingdom? Well, those were very interesting conversations. You can go to our website, by the way, prophecytoday.com, and there you can either listen for the first time to these conversations or re-listen to them if you missed some of the content while you were listening to our broadcast as it was going live across the nation and around the world on the internet, or call a friend and tell them to go to our website, PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network, and by the way, the website, prophecytoday.com, and listen to these conversations. But now, let me take a moment before we have to conclude a look at the book, and let's go back and look at some of the geopolitical events that were reported to us by our broadcast partners. When Bob was talking about the Iranian games, that's Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 5, Iran is Persia, in Ezekiel 38, 5. He talked about the fact that Iraq was making it tough to rebuild Babylon. Babylon has to be rebuilt. That's Revelation chapter 18. Winky Madad, again, talking about the Iranian situation, those war games, and how it relates to Israel. Syria at Israel's northern border, well, that's Ezekiel 38, Daniel 11, verses 40 to 45. Itamar Marcus and the death of Yasser Arafat. Arafat was the leader of the Palestinian people. They're referred to in the book of Obadiah, but also in Malachi chapter 1. There in Ezekiel chapter 35, the Palestinian people, descendants of Esau, coming to power in the last days. Genesis chapter 1 talks about how all of this world was brought into existence in six 24-hour days. There's no such thing as a God particle unless you're talking about Jesus Christ, who spoke the worlds into existence. That's what Dr. John Wickham brought to the table. And talking about the kingdom, well, the kingdom is going to be set up on this earth. It will be an earthly kingdom. It will be set up. Jesus Christ will be the king. He will receive that kingdom and dominion from God the Father. That's the book of Daniel, chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. That kingdom is now in operation. It will be in operation in the future. Remember that. The kingdom is not in place right now. Jesus Christ is not on his throne. He will be given that throne when he comes in the clouds. That's Matthew chapter 24, verse 30, and the book of Daniel, chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. But before all of these prophecies can be fulfilled, there is an event to take place, and it's called the rapture of the church. Jesus shouts, the archangel shouts, the trumpet of God sounds, and we're caught out of here to be with him. That rapture, by the way, before all of these prophecies are fulfilled, and the rapture could happen at any moment. Having said that, nothing left for me to say, except let's keep looking up until...